As you guys know, shipping can make or break a sale, and as your business grows, ShipStation can help you optimize how you ship your orders so you can stay competitive while you scale up. Whether you're shipping 100 packages a month or thousands, ShipStation lets you automate routine shipping tasks and easily handle returns. I love ShipStation because they're just so easy to use and super user-friendly. You can grab a free trial and it's a quick setup, so it's easy to try things out before you commit or get started right away. Easily automate shipping tasks and manage orders in one simple dashboard. Rules and automations allow you to print shipping labels at the click of a button. There's effortless integration everywhere you sell online, including Amazon, Walmart, Shopify, and more. You can manage orders, print labels, compare rates, optimize every shipment, and automate delivery notifications. Simplify and automate your shipping no matter how big your business grows. ShipStation has enterprise solutions that reduce warehouse costs and improve profitability. As your business grows, you can save thousands on shipping costs. ShipStation's robust automations and reporting make scaling easy. It's the most affordable way to ship everything you sell online, like industry-leading discount rates from USPS, UPS, DHL, and Global Post, with discounts up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce business with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. So use the promo code GIRLTALK today at ShipStation.com to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, and use the promo code GIRLTALK. As you guys know, I've been having a little bit of daily harvest in my diet recently. Achieving my goals is more about making healthy habits and less about quick fixes. And that's why I love Daily Harvest. They take the work out of keeping healthy habits, so all I have to do is enjoy. Daily Harvest makes it easy to meet my goals and stick with them. They take the planning, prep, and cleanup out of cooking by delivering my favorite veggies and fruits packed meals straight to my door. With Daily Harvest, I'm getting tons of plant-based options built on organic fruits and vegetables that are easy to prep and free of gluten, fillers, seed oils, added starches, and sugars. It really takes the guesswork and effort out of eating. I know it's good for me. Usually keeping healthy habits means the same old boring meals, but not with Daily Harvest. They got so many great options for any time of the day, which means sticking to healthy habits is a breeze. Some of my favorites are the dragon fruit and lime smoothies. The smoothies are my favorite. Create healthy habits that last with Daily Harvest. For a limited time only, go to dailyharvest.com/girltalk to get $30 off your first box and free shipping. That's dailyharvest.com/girltalk for $30 off your first box and free shipping. dailyharvest.com/girltalk.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, my name is Adeline Warren and you're listening to Girl Talk. I like to say that I'm the big sister of the internet. You can watch me fuck up all you want, but hey, maybe we can learn something from it. I hope you enjoy.
Hey girl, I apologize for the terrible quality, but I'm on like a 1 hour drive back to home from LA and I just wanted to talk. I don't know, I feel like whenever I go on long road trips, not road trips, but like long drives, I always want to FaceTime my friends, you know, and it makes the time go pass by a lot quicker. So I don't know, I thought that we could chat while driving home. Well, you know, how's life? I guess life is, you know, really good. I just went over to Tila's and we were watching her movie that just came out on Amazon. And I'm so excited for her. Like, Tila, before being an influencer or anything, Tila was always an actress. And she's clearly so good at it. So I'm just so proud of her. But yeah, life is really good. My friend just had a bridal shower or a bridal party. It was Sierra's fiance's birthday yesterday, so we went out to Nobu for him. So I feel like it's been a lot of fun festivities recently. But yeah, I think just speaking of events, like, I love everyone that I've seen this weekend, but just speaking of events and speaking of, you know, things going on in the world, I just wanted to talk about social battery, because I don't know what it is. Like, I swear, back in the day, my social battery, I could, like, you know, talk to people for hours. Like, I could go to every event. When I was living in LA specifically, like, I could go anywhere. I could talk to anyone and I would never feel drained, and I don't know what it was. And then I feel like once I turned 25, when people say when you turn 25, it makes a huge difference, like, your prefrontal cortex is fully developed, that shit hits you like a fucking boulder. Like, girl, like, there's times, like, where it's even, like, drinking. Like, I feel like I would go drinking all the time, and now I almost, like, I'm always, I don't know, feeling hungover, and drinking just doesn't really feel that worth it to me. Even, like, certain friendships, there were certain friendships that I had in my earlier 20s where I felt like now I would never even give the time of day, because, I don't know, I feel like I value certain things in friendships that I didn't really care about back in the day. Like, you know, how people make you feel and how people treat you. And I don't know, I feel like back in the day I was just, you know, trying to make friends with everyone. But I feel like when you're friends with everyone, you, and at the end of the day, you're friends with no one, you know? That's just how I think. But I feel like my social battery, I don't know what it is. I feel so happy being at home. Like, it's so weird. Like, I love my friends. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I will, like, hang out with my friends all the time. They make me feel so good. Like, I love connecting with them. But bitch, when I'm about to go home, I, like, get so giddy to, like, hang out with Blue and, like, watch Netflix and, like, stay at home and be comfortable and put my pajamas on and take my makeup off. Like, oh, I don't know what it is. Like, and I feel like such a boring person, and I feel kind of guilty about it, because, you know, I love going out with my friends and I love seeing my friends. And, like, my friends even invited me out to WeHo tonight to, like, go drinking and, like, go out. And I just feel, I don't know, I think that there's, like, a side of me that feels guilty for not wanting to go out. But I think that there's also a side of me that's like, you know what, Adeline, you don't have to go out. Like, you are totally allowed to be at home and be boring and recharge your social battery and just relax, because, I don't know, I feel like I have always been the type of person that really prides myself in how productive I am. Like, I spoke about this with my therapist. I feel like this is turning into a therapy session. It's been one of my goals this year to go on vacation and not vlog anything. Don't YouTube vlog. Like, it's okay if I Snapchat and, like, take photos and stuff, you know, for memories. But I told myself, I'm like, I want to go on vacation and truly be on vacation, like, not work, because, you know, I love my job. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I'm not complaining. Like, my job is the best job in the whole world. I wouldn't trade it for anything. But every single vacation, every single Christmas, every single holiday, I'm working.
As you guys know, shipping can make or break a sale, and as your business grows, ShipStation can help you optimize how you ship your orders so you can stay competitive while you scale up. Whether you're shipping 100 packages a month or thousands, ShipStation lets you automate routine shipping tasks and easily handle returns. I love ShipStation because they're just so easy to use and super user-friendly. You can grab a free trial and it's a quick setup, so it's easy to try things out before you commit or get started right away. Easily automate shipping tasks and manage orders in one simple dashboard. Rules and automations allow you to print shipping labels at the click of a button. There's effortless integration everywhere you sell online, including Amazon, Walmart, Shopify, and more. You can manage orders, print labels, compare rates, optimize every shipment, and automate delivery notifications. Simplify and automate your shipping no matter how big your business grows. ShipStation has enterprise solutions that reduce warehouse costs and improve profitability. As your business grows, you can save thousands on shipping costs. ShipStation's robust automations and reporting make scaling easy. It's the most affordable way to ship everything you sell online, like industry-leading discount rates from USPS, UPS, DHL, and Global Post, with discounts up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce business with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. So use the promo code GIRLTALK today at ShipStation.com to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, and use the promo code GIRLTALK. As you guys know, I've been having a little bit of daily harvest in my diet recently. Achieving my goals is more about making healthy habits and less about quick fixes. And that's why I love Daily Harvest. They take the work out of keeping healthy habits, so all I have to do is enjoy. Daily Harvest makes it easy to meet my goals and stick with them. They take the planning, prep, and cleanup out of cooking by delivering my favorite veggies and fruits packed meals straight to my door. With Daily Harvest, I'm getting tons of plant-based options built on organic fruits and vegetables that are easy to prep and free of gluten, fillers, seed oils, added starches, and sugars. It really takes the guesswork and effort out of eating. I know it's good for me. Usually keeping healthy habits means the same old boring meals, but not with Daily Harvest. They got so many great options for any time of the day, which means sticking to healthy habits is a breeze. Some of my favorites are the dragon fruit and lime smoothies. The smoothies are my favorite. Create healthy habits that last with Daily Harvest. For a limited time only, go to dailyharvest.com/girltalk to get $30 off your first box and free shipping. That's dailyharvest.com/girltalk for $30 off your first box and free shipping. dailyharvest.com/girltalk. Say my name when you go in it.
Three times like you're superstitious. So that's what I did this year. I went to Hawaii with my boyfriend and I didn't vlog anything. It felt so weird and it felt so, I don't know, like out of character for me, because every time that I do something exciting, my first instinct is to be like, oh my God, I should vlog this. Like, I want to share this. Like, I want to show you guys this. Like, I don't know. To me, it feels like, you know, what's the point of going on vacation? Like, it feels like a waste if I'm not like sharing it with you guys. But I think that's where I can learn a lot, because I think that there's very special moments and there's a lot of beauty in just having memories for yourself and just having memories for just your brain and just, you know, your memories. And you don't have to share it with everyone. I don't know. I don't know if a lot of people can really relate to this. I feel like it's kind of like a niche weird thing that I have that's wrong with me. But I don't know. I went on that vacation. At first, like the first couple of days, I felt very guilty about it. But after, you know, a couple of days, I started getting used to it. And I'm like, you know what? I'm actually really living in the moment. And like, we met up with my boyfriend's friends and we went on a double date with one of his like friends and his, we went on a double date with like one of his friends and their girlfriends. And I felt like I was really, truly living in the moment. And I don't know, I feel like I'm not like someone that's like chronically on their phone, but you know, when you're on vacation, you want to like take photos and remember it. And I don't know, I think that was like a huge thing for me. And I'm really proud of myself for doing it. But yeah, I don't know. I think I've just been experimenting with what I want to do on social media and what I want to post on social media. And I think doing this made me realize that it's safe for me and I'm allowed to have breaks, because I feel like a lot of people actually can relate to this. When you feel like you're on a constant like hamster wheel, like constantly having to either like work, like go to 9 to 5, or like put content out, or you know, do XYZ, like trust me, like I feel like I've spoken to all of my friends who like maybe they do social media, or you know, they also have like a regular 9 to 5 job or like a regular job, And they're like, sometimes it genuinely, like, it feels like we're just in a hamster wheel and it's like a never ending cycle. And it can feel super draining and it can lead to burnout. I don't know. The first time that I ever learned about burnout was through social media, but it's like a very common thing. And a lot of people experience it in their work when they're not, you know, rewarding themselves or, you know, feeling excitement or passion within their job. Or even just life, period. Like, shit, life is hard. And sometimes you're just, sometimes I just feel like I'm just floating by and you're like, ugh, like, you know, it's another day, it's another day, it's another day. But shit, I forgot what I was talking about. I think what I was trying to say is it's 100% and it's totally okay to take breaks. And the reason why I brought up my therapist is because we were trying to find out what the root of this problem was and like why I feel so bad when I'm not being productive. And it almost like creates sort of like an anxiety, like sometimes, you know, I don't know, I'm a procrastinator and sometimes I put things off to the last minute and I have been trying to work on it. And I even find when I have all of my tasks done, when I do all of my work, when I like respond to all my emails, respond to all the texts, do all the brand deals, film all the content, schedule everything, like catch up with my assistant, everything. When I do everything, I kind of sit there and I kind of feel a little empty, like when I'm, you know, watching Netflix or I'm, you know, trying to relax or even just reading a book. Like, I've never been one to read a fiction book or take baths because in my head I was like, oh, if I'm not, you know, reading a self-help book and getting better, then that's unproductive. So that's why I've never done it. I don't know. Recently I've been trying to get into more fiction books and it honestly has been really fun. It reminds me of when I was in middle school and I would read, but I've always had this like devil on the back of my head or down my shoulder being like, why aren't you being productive? You should be feeling guilty. You're not working. Other people work way harder than you. You don't deserve X, Y, and Z. Like, you know, it's just that person or that devil in the back of your head that's telling you all of these things. And I'm never able fully to relax when I have all of my work done. I'm always thinking of things, other things that I can be working on or other things that I can be doing. And I feel like that mindset and like me feeling like that almost kind of caused me to feel a little burnt out with social media. I don't know if you guys ever noticed, but there was a point in time where I was always like, what vlogs do you guys want me to film? Because I genuinely had no idea what I wanted to post. I had no idea what I wanted to do. I didn't feel passionate about anything. And I think at the time I was in between managers. And I think that the people that you work with, they make a huge difference on, you know, how motivated you feel and how good you feel at your work. So I think at the time I was in between managers and I don't know, I think I love everyone that I've ever worked with. I love them to death, but I just feel like maybe at the time I really saw something in TikTok and I really saw something in like short form content, whereas I feel like I was stuck in YouTube. Like I was stuck in almost like, I don't know, 2018 era. I don't know. And I feel like in social media and even jobs in general, you need to be constantly evolving. And I think, who said this? I think Taylor Swift said this. She was like, have you ever noticed that women in the music industry are constantly evolving? They're changing their hair colors. They're making a new aesthetic for their album art, their new era. Like every album is a new era because women have to do that to stay relevant in the music industry. And I think that everybody could kind of, you know, take a piece of advice with that, because I even feel like with jobs, you have to almost evolve and, you know, become better and learn more and, you know, maybe form yourself into that, maybe like manager role or like that dream job that you have, you're always going to want to elevate and, you know, become better.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
So I felt like I was stuck for a while. I feel a lot better. Like when I first started seeing my therapist, I started seeing her in like January. She was like, what are the things that you want to do in therapy? And one of the things that stuck out the most, she said, was I said I wanted to get my sparkle back because I felt like, you know, sometimes you feel like, at least for me, I feel like I go into these months where I'm in like a little cycle. Like, you know, when you have anxiety and it feels like there's no way out of it and you feel like, you know, the world is going to end and you hyperfixate on something so small. You know, it's something that someone told me that I actually will always remember. They said that anxiety is like someone who doesn't have their glasses on. You know, I think this is, oh, it was along the lines of something like this. They were like, anxiety is kind of like someone who doesn't have their glasses on and, you know, they only see the thing that's right in front of them and they can't see the bigger picture. They can't see farther up ahead. They're so hyperfixated on the thing, like the tiny thing that's in front of them. It's hard to see the bigger picture. The reason why I bring that up is because, I don't know, I felt like there was months where I couldn't see the bigger picture and I felt like I was in this cycle and I felt like, you know, I was like, is my career over? Like there's so many social media people who like, you know, they do social media and then, you know, you have to go and, you know, evolve and maybe like find a different job. Like I know that a lot of social media people, like some of them become like real estate agents or like some of them become like Bridget Mendler, like what the fuck? Like she was literally like a Disney Channel star and now she's, doesn't she have like a PhD and like she's like a doctor? I don't know. And you have to look it up, but she's so cool in my eyes. But I don't know. Not that there's anything bad with like having to quit social media, but you know, it's like putting a lot of effort into something, like going to school for something. Like I've been doing social media for 10 years. Like I've been putting my love and heart and dedication for 10 years. And then, you know, having to quit it and start all over. It's just a little, you know, sad because, you know, you put all that time into it. And if you are in that phase of your life, I just want to let you know that you, bitch, I know it seems like there's no light at the end of the tunnel, but bitch, there is. And sometimes I feel like time heals everything. And, you know, I feel like every time that I'm in a point of sadness or I'm in a point where, you know, I'm not feeling my best, that's when I create the best art. That's when I create, you know, the best version of myself. That's when I'm able, you know, if you're at rock bottom, there's only up from there, you know? I don't know. but I don't know. Today, I really just wanted to talk about social battery, you know, feeling good about taking breaks and not feeling guilty about it, because it's human nature. It's human nature to take breaks. The trees take half the years off. The bears take 9 months, don't they? 9 or 6 months to hibernate? Shit, someone's gonna correct me with that. I'm pretty sure it's 6 months, I don't know. The grass, like, the seasons, like, human nature and just nature in general is all about, you know, taking breaks and then having your moment to bloom and then having that time in summer to live, and then in fall it's, you know, maybe going into hibernation, and then winter is sleeping. Like, it is 100% normal to take breaks, and you should never feel guilty for taking breaks. And if anything, you're being productive by taking breaks, because everybody needs it. And if you're not taking breaks, then that's going to lead to burnout, which isn't productive. I don't know, that's just the things that I told myself to make myself feel better. But yeah, I don't know, the rain is getting a little crazy. I don't know if this audio is okay, but I love you guys. Thank you for listening, if you're listening, if you're on Spotify or anywhere that you listen to podcasts, make sure to give this 5 stars because it helps me so much. If you're on YouTube, then make sure to give it a like. Let me know any other topics that you guys want me to discuss, but we're about to go on a little break, you guys, because we're going to be doing seasons now. Girl Talk, I kind of came to Girl Talk kind of wanting like an Emma Chamberlain, like, chill approach where we're just like chatting, like in my car just chatting, or in bed just chatting with a face mask on just chatting. I wanted it to feel like we're just on FaceTime talking about literally whatever the fuck. But I don't know, I thought that it would be really cool to have seasons with Girl Talk and maybe experiment with different backgrounds and maybe having guests on, or I don't know. Let me know what you guys think. You guys can be my little producers in the comments and give me any ideas. But I think this is one of the last episodes of season one of Girl Talk. But I hope that you guys enjoy. Here's to hopefully, you know, better audio quality for Girl Talk. I'm sorry, I didn't expect the rain to be so crazy. But I love you guys, and I'll talk to you guys very soon. Love you. And here's to hopefully a fun season two of Girl Talk. Bye.
Did you like that episode? I really hope that you did. If you haven't already, then make sure to watch last week's episode or the week after. Just click on the links, whatever it is. And I hope that you guys enjoyed. Also, be sure to subscribe because it helps me a lot. But I love you, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.